Hello.
Hello, I'm David calling from FIU, Florida International University. We're conducting a survey in residents' perceptions of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and your household. Need to speak to one of the owners responsible for the household. Would that be you?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Well, we'll start with the first question. Is your home a single-family home, a detached, a townhome?
Yes. Yes.
A single-family
home.
Thank you. Do you own or rent your home?
Own.
Thank you. Please tell me if you remember in what year was your home built?
1921.
Thank you so much.
1941. S-O-U-R.
Thank you. Have any upgrade modifications have been made to the property, such as roofing upgrades, impact windows, drainage upgrades, structural upgrades, raised home, or no upgrades made?
All those. You can check all of those. All of those is yes. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, roofing, yes, solar, yes, add-on, yes, everything.
Thank you. How many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
22.
Thank you. Have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following? Tropical storm, a Category 1 hurricane, a Category 2 hurricane, Category 3 hurricane, Category 4 hurricane?
Tropical storm 1, 2, and 3.
1, 2, and 3. Thank you so much. Can you tell me the name and or the year of the tropical storm?
Oh, which tropical storm it was? Well, now let's see. We've had Alberto. We've had Irma. We've had, Matthew. We've had, I mean, there's been a lot of them. We had them one time back-to-back-to-back, three in a row in 2004. But there's been a lot of them. In these years.
Oh, okay. That's for tropical storms. Okay. And how about the Category 1 hurricane? Can you tell me the name and or the year?
The hurricanes?
The Irma, Category 1.
Cat 1. Cat 1 hurricanes.
Irma, okay. And how about the Category 2 hurricane?
Irma, Matthew,
Matthew, okay. And how about the Category 3 hurricane? Do you remember the name or the year?
Let me look here.
Okay, thank you.
Hurricane, Boston or Florida. I mean, my God, they're you know, you got to forget them, I guess.
Thank you.
Okay, here we go. Finally got one. Category 3. Saffir-Simpson scale. Ivan. Gene. Dennis. Wilma. Irma. Michael. Ian. Adelia. And Ian was a 4 and Michael was a 5. And Irma was a 4.
Okay, and how about the Category 3?
Those were 3s.
Oh, okay, sorry, could you repeat the names again, please?
For Category 3 storms, since I have lived in Florida, are Ivan, Gene, Dennis, Wilma, and Adelia.
Thank you.
And cat four is Irma. Cat mm-hmm. five is Michael.
Okay.
And cat four is Ian.
Perfect. Thank you so much. The next question, have you or any adults in your house lived in a home physically damaged by a hurricane?
Well, everybody gets some damage, but not damage that made it unlivable.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. So between the options, we have a yes
minor,
or no.
Minor damage. Minor. Yes. Minor.
Okay, is, yes, okay, thank you. What was the estimated damage in dollars?
At this address, $500. At my other address, $12,000, so I had to have new roofs. But, you did ask, at this address only, or at my entire time living in Florida?
Well, this can be for your current address, thank you.
Current address, $500.
Yes, 500.
Yeah, minor damage. Sir, I don't mean to be rude, but I am moving right now, and I really don't have much more time. Can you give me an idea about how much longer this is going to be?
Well, I can do my best so we can do this. We can finish this as soon as possible. You're really helping me with this a lot. The next question, can you tell me what the primary causes of damage to your home? Was it debris in the wind breaking your windows, wind damaging your roof, ocean surge?
Debris, you know, trees down, debris. Debris in plants.
Thank you.
Debris in the plants, you know, debris everywhere.
Okay, thank you. How vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane-related tornado or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat vulnerable?
No.
Not too vulnerable.
No. Brick house. Not too vulnerable.
Thank you. If a serious hurricane threatened your home, how would you prepare?
The basics, candles, water, food, LP gas, ice, the basics.
Thank you. When would you begin to prepare your home for a hurricane? When a hurricane watch is issued, hurricane conditions are possible within 48 hours. When a hurricane warning is issued, hurricane conditions are expected within 36 hours. Your home is already prepared and could be secure within a few hours or other, and you can...
We're prepared, people. We have water, we have food, we have extra LP gas, we have... You know,
okay, thank you.
A freezer.
Thank you. Considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household will have all the information needed to protect yourself and your home from a hurricane damage? Are you very certain, somewhat certain?
I am very certain that we have the facilities and, you know, internet and, you know, crank flashlights and everything.
Okay, thank you. Please select your top three sources of information. You can stop me. The first one, internet sources other than social media, radio, TV, newspaper, print and media, friends and family, social media like Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, WhatsApp, or
Channel others. 4, News 4 Jax Hurricane Tracker. News for Jax. Yeah, it's a News for Jax Hurricane Tracker. It's an app on my phone. News for Jax. Hurricane Tracker, local TV station here in Jacksonville, Florida. News, N-E-W-S, the number 4, J-A-X.
Thank you. How about the breastfeeding sources other than social media, radio?
Weather Channel, Sirius XM Radio.
Thank you. On a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being least prepared to 5 being most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness?
5.
Thank you. Have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane or storm? Cost of childcare, cost of housing, transportation costs, cost of insurance, cost of food and other essentials, property taxes?
Cost of insurance is ridiculous.
Cost of insurance, is that your response?
Yes.
Thank you. Is your home located in a flood evacuation zone? Yes, flood zone.
No.
Yes, evacuate.
No. I'm in
no,
X.
Neither flood nor evacuation zone.
I'm in an X zone.
Okay, thank you. When would you evacuate? If a hurricane watch is issued, hurricane conditions are possible within 48 hours. If a hurricane warning is issued, hurricane conditions are expected within 36 hours. If a Category 3 hurricane or stronger was going to hit your home within 24 hours, if emergency management officials order you to evacuate, or probably never.
And within 24, if a Cat 3 is going to hit within 24 hours, I'll leave.
Thank you so much. If you needed to evacuate, where would you go? To a local shelter? To a house of a nearby friend of family?
I have a home in Georgia. I have another home in Middle Georgia.
To another state?
Yes.
Thank you. How many vehicles are available in the household?
One.
Thank you. What is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy?
Regular home insurance is $1,000. Deductible is, I think it's 2% of the whatever, the damages or something.
$1,000?
Yes.
Thank you.
Hurricane, of course, is different. But, sir, I've really got to go. I mean, you got to tell me how much longer this is. My man is waiting here. I'm paying him by the hour, and he's been talking for 13 minutes now.
Okay, well, actually, the minute of this, Sorby, is it okay if I can call you, I'll say within 30 minutes or an hour?
If you call me in a couple of hours, I'll talk to you forever.
When will be the best time to call you? I'm sorry?
Give me a couple of hours because I'm physically moving, sir.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Call me later. Give me an hour and a half. Give me a couple of hours. I mean, hour and a half. Give me an hour and a half. I'll be happy to talk to you, sir, but I've got to go.
Okay, I understand. Thank you so much for your time. If
yes.
I had a chance, I'll call you half in an hour. Thank you.
Yes. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.